哈利路亚，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, dearly beloved brothers and sisters, may peace be with you all.
感谢神的恩典，让我们在这里聚集来敬拜他。
Thank the grace of the Lord that we may gather here to worship you.
小弟记得有一次在协助国外的圣工的时候。
I remember one incident when I was assisting with the holy work.
当中有一堂课是 Q&A 哈，就是圣经的疑难解答，包含信仰生活。
And one of the sessions that I was teaching was Q&A, which also includes questions that you have regarding your faith and all else.
在那个教会有一个信徒就举手了。
And at that local church, a member raised their hand.
他希望教会能够多办一些活动来促使弟兄姐妹彼此互相的认识跟热络。
And that member had a suggestion and said that the church should have more organized fellowships for members, so the brothers and sisters may have better relationship and communication.
还能够增进主内弟兄姐妹的情谊达到这个团契的效果。
That it may strengthen the relationship of brothers and sisters within the church and reach the goal of fellowship.
那只见那个主持 Q&A 的弟兄回答了一句话。
And the person who is in charge of the Q&A session only replied with this.
他说中国人讲君子之交淡如水。小人之交甜如蜜。
And the person replied and says, a Chinese saying goes that for a man, good relationship needs to be maintained often, but very easygoing. But however, for a wicked man, the way how they maintain the relationship is with much sweet words.
那言下之意在他个人的认为教会里不应该有太多这种所谓的联谊活动。
And at that moment, when he replied this, he thought to himself that the church actually does not need to have too much of these fellowships.
因为这个都是属于小人属于这个负面的居多了。
Because all of this could be categorized under something that is not considered very edifying.
无独有偶的有一次小弟参加一个查经聚会。
And there was one time when I attended a Bible study.
在谈到什么叫做团契的时候。
And during that Bible study, we discussed about what is the true meaning of fellowship.
那也有人提到说曾经听到有一个minister 讲说真正的团契就只有一个，就是祷告团契。
And they mentioned about that there was a minister that said that the true kind of fellowship, there is only one, and that is the prayer in fellowship.
那其他可以说不是真正的团契的。
And for all else, you can consider that not a fellowship.
小弟在思考这些问题。
And when I was pondering about these questions,
今天我们都希望我们的教会能够弟兄姐妹很热络。
And of course, in our church, we all hope that brothers and sisters are very zealous.
彼此互相的关怀。
That we care for one another.
见面能够让对方感觉到说好像一家人的感觉。
That when we see one another, we greet one another as if we're in their own family.
那当然这样的感受也出在于内心，也要借着外在的一些活动。
And of course, with this kind of relationship that you're able to establish, it needs to be maintained with another kind of relationship that needs to be formed outside of church.
对内的牧养是这样子。
Of course, pastoring is like so.
借着实际的活动跟行动让人感受到被关怀、被关爱。
That using actual deeds and actions as well as different kinds of fellowship, then people are able to experience this love that you have for one another.
那对外的宣道也是一样。
And when we go out to evangelize, it is just like so.
主耶稣借着他的神迹作为，让人来认识他，让人来了解他。
through the Lord Jesus Christ's miracles and the things that he does, so then men are able to come to know him.
他在他升天之后，他也借着赐给门徒能够行神迹奇事的能力，来证明他们所传讲的道是真的。
And after his ascension into heaven, he also has given the disciples this ability to preach and also perform miracles. Thus, the people are able to come to understand more about them.
让那些从来没有见过肉身，道成了肉身显现的耶稣基督的这个后代的人们，或者是当时的人，能够借着体验到神的能力而认识神。
So that the people who they themselves were not able to witness the Lord Jesus Christ himself may through these disciples preaching and also miracles that they also may come to know Jesus.
而不会把神当成是一种意识形态上的抽象的一种理念而已。
So not only will they see Jesus, God, as someone that is considered very abstract.
所以早上小弟想跟大家来分享主耶稣所行的一个神迹。
And this morning I would like to share with all of you a miracle that the Lord Jesus Christ performed.
我们要借着这个神迹，再来思考刚刚小弟跟大家所分享的这个主题。
And with this miracle, then we go back to think about what I just shared with you as this topic.
好，我们来看路加福音。Let's
turn to Gospel of Luke.
路加福音第五章。Gospel
of Luke chapter 5.
五章的十七节到二十六节。Chapter 5, verse 17 to 26. 路加福音五章十七节。Luke chapter 5, verse 17. 有一天，耶稣教训人，有法利赛人和教法师在旁边坐着，他们是从加利利各乡村和犹太，并耶路撒冷来的，主的能力与耶稣同在。 使他能医治病人，十八节。有人用褥子抬的一个摊子，要抬进去放在耶稣面前，十八啊十九节。却因人多，寻不出法子，抬进去，就上了房顶，从瓦间把他连褥子垂到当中，正在耶稣面前，二十节。耶稣见 他们的信心就对摊子说：“你的罪赦了。”二十一节。21。文士和法利赛人就议论说：“这说前话的是谁？除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？”二十二节。22。耶稣知道他们所议论的，就说：“你们心里议论的是什么呢？”二十三节。23。或说你的罪赦了，或说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？ 24节。24。大尿叫你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对摊子说：“我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。”25节。25。那人当众人面前立刻起来，拿着他所躺卧的褥子回家去，归荣耀与神。26节。26。众人都惊奇，也归荣耀与神，并且满心惧怕，说： 我们今日看见非常的事了。相同的记载也在马太福音的第九章跟马可福音的第二章。And
with the same recording, we can find this in Matthew chapter 9 and Mark chapter 2.
那我们综合这三处的经文，我们可以知道耶稣是在加百农，他的故乡的加百农所行的神迹。
And when we combine all these three, we know that it is in Jesus' hometown in Capernaum.
那我们接下来我们就来分析一下，在这个神迹里头，来就近耶稣的几种人。
And we can then go down and break into pieces to see how many different kinds of people are within this miracle.
第一种人就是这个摊子跟抬他来见耶稣的人。
So the first kind of people are the kind, the crippled man and also the people that carry him before Jesus.
那第二种人就是在耶稣旁边如影随形的这些文士法利赛人。
And the second kind of people are the kind that are always following behind Jesus, these Pharisees of law.
好，那第三种啊，哦，就是啊，跟着耶稣啊，哦的这些群众们。
And then the third kind of people are the kind that's the congregation that follows Jesus.
哦，那这三种人，他们针对这个神迹，真的主耶稣所行的这个能力，他们每哦在他们心中，他们的看法跟评论是什么？
And with these three kinds of different people, then what are their perspectives on what are the, are the things that Jesus said and this miracle that he has performed?
哦，第一种呢，就是跟在耶稣旁边的这些群众。
First, the kind that follows the congregation that consistently follows Jesus.
哦，他们跟风随众的跟着耶稣。
And they follow Jesus to different places.
哦，看耶稣行神迹，听耶稣讲真理。
They see and witness Jesus performing miracles, and they hear Jesus preaching the gospel.
那对他们来讲
，and to them，
哦，就好像啊，在这个神迹哈的结尾
，it's just like what in the last verse of this miracle.
哦，他们的表现哦
，and this is how they reacted to this.
惊奇跟惧怕。
They felt that what they had seen was remarkable, and they were also filled with awe and fear.
惊奇的是主耶稣所行的神迹，非常的奇妙。
What they were amazed with was what Jesus Christ had performed this miracle.
非常的精彩。
Indeed, it was remarkable and very fascinating.
让他们看得目瞪口呆啊，拍案叫好啊。
That they saw this and they were in awe, and then they cheered and clapped.
哦，那惧怕的是什么？
But what were they afraid of?
或许因着神迹啊，所带来主耶稣的这个讲解跟警告。
Perhaps it was what they were afraid of is what came with this miracle, what Jesus was going to preach and teach them.
哦，要他们悔改。
This way to warn them that they must return from their wicked ways and repent.
罪人当受的刑罚。
And to remind them what are the wicked men going to face as the judgment.
哦，以及啊，主耶稣啊，责备哦，这个啊，当时的这个罪人。
As well as Jesus rebuked to the sinners of the time.
他们的不信。
For rebuking them for not believing.
哦，让他们感到害怕。
That the ones who heard this were afraid.
哦，今天呢、啊，我们很多时候也像这些群众哦，我们在听到，我们在听，尤其是见证会哦。
And today, many of us are just like the congregation. We listen to a lot of teachings and we listen to a lot of sermons.
我们对于神在弟兄姐妹身上的恩典能力哦，我们也是感到很惊奇啊。
And for the miracles and the grace and blessings that Jesus Christ has performed on our fellow brothers and sisters, we are also very amazed by it.
无论是医病，无论是赶鬼，或者是意外得平安。
Either it's being saved from different kinds of danger, healing by heal the sick, or even casting out of Satan.
我们也都是觉得说啊，太奇妙的啊，简直是不可能的事情。
When we see this and we hear about it, we feel this indeed is such a miracle, and it's quite unbelievable.
就跟当时的群众一样。
Just like the congregation that followed Jesus at that time.
哦，当我们听到有关这个管教的见证的时候。
And however, when we hear about sermons that are about teachings and rebukes.
哦，不守道理的。
For the ones that don't follow the truth.
哦，犯罪的。
The ones that sin.
哦，蒙神爱边管教的。
And those who are punished by the love of the Lord.
哦，我们会觉得哦，好可怕哦，好可怕。
And when we hear these sermons, we'll have this fear instilled in us.
哦，但是我们也真的如同当时跟随耶稣的这些群众一样。
However, we are just like the congregation that followed Jesus at that time.
看了神迹，听了真道，觉得惊奇，觉得害怕之外。
And not after listening to the sermons and seeing the miracles, not only were we amazed and full of fear at the same time.
最后留下的是什么？
What was in the end that they were left with?
有建立起他们的信仰吗？
were they actually established with what they had seen, helped establish their faith?
有因此而认识耶稣得着救恩的好处吗？
Were they actually able to receive this edification, for what they had seen to help them receive salvation?
有与主更亲密，有对罪恶更加恐惧吗？
Were they able to draw themselves even closer to the Lord and at the same time, feel fear for, a way that they want to, walk away from the sin?
如果什么都没有的话。
If in the end they were not able to receive anything,
那我们真的就跟当时这些跟风随众跟着耶稣后面的这些观众们一模一样。
Then we are not much different than the ones that once followed Jesus wherever he went.
那再来我们来看看这个在这个神迹里头这个瘫子跟抬他的人。
And then let's look at the paralytic man as well as the people that helped him, present him before Jesus.
什么是瘫子？瘫子当然我们都晓得，就是这个身体不能动的人。
So a paralytic man is a man that's body has been paralyzed.
没有办法自我控制的人。
That they're not able to control themselves.
没有行为能力的人。
That they don't have the ability to move.
这个我们叫做瘫子。
We call this a paralytic man.
那这个瘫子有些是身体上的瘫子，因为这个病痛的关系。
And perhaps this person is paralyzed physically.
那有一些瘫子是心理因素的瘫子。
There's another kind of being paralyzed, and that is due to within.
那对我们基督徒来讲更有很多的瘫子是信仰上的瘫子。
And as for Christians, when we speak of this, there's even more different kind of being paralyzed, and that is being paralyzed in your faith.
这些瘫子他们能听能讲。
And for these paralyzed men, they're actually able to speak.
能看。
They can see.
但是却没有办法有所行动。
But however, they're not able to put what they hear and they see into action.
那今天我们如果只是看、只是听、只是讲，却没有任何的行为跟我们所信、所听的道理调和跟执行的话。
And if today, when we can see and we can hear and can speak of all the things that we have learned, but we're not able to put this all into action, with the truth.
我们是不是也是瘫子呢？
Are we also just like a paralytic man?
那这个瘫子是怎么来见耶稣的？
Then how does this man come to see Jesus?
瘫子没有行为能力，当然是人家带他来的。
Of course, if a man is paralyzed, they don't have the ability to walk or move. So of course, someone had brought him before Jesus.
从马可福音那里我们知道说是四个人抬他来的。
From Mark, it lets us understand that there was four men that had carried him before Jesus.
或许我们在学校或者是我们在上这个这个医务方面急救的课程有抬过担架
And perhaps during our practice of first aid classes, we might have been able to try holding a stretches.
那如果这个抬担架的人这个没有办法同步那躺在上面的人是很辛苦的。
And if the people that are carrying the stretches were not able to move in accordance together, then the person lying on the stretch will feel really uncomfortable.
没有病也被你摇到头昏眼花了。
Even if they were not ill in the beginning, after being shaken, staying on the stretches, they will feel very dizzy.
所以这四个抬瘫子的人，想必他们一定要这个动作啦，方向啦，都能够配合。
And so, of course, the four men that help carry this man on stretch, the paralyzed man on stretches, must move in accordance and in unison.
那么他们把摊子抬到耶稣的所在的地方。
And they have carried this man before where Jesus was.
那耶稣在房子里头。
And however, Jesus was inside the house.
不但房子里头，房子外面也站满了人呢。
Not only was Jesus inside the house, but there were a crowd that crowded all the way outside of the house.
让这个摊子跟抬摊子的人根本没有办法进到屋子，把他们的需求到主耶稣的面前来陈述。
So not even the men carrying the paralyzed man and were able to bring forth this paralyzed man before Jesus to get help.
结果这四个人他们就想办法他们跑到房顶上去把这个房顶给拆了，从房顶上把这个摊子垂下来在耶稣的面前。
So they have figured out a way that they would go on top of the roof and tear open the roof and to lower this paralytic man down before Jesus.
我想他们要这么做一定也征求过这个摊子的同意了。
I'm quite sure before the four men decide to do this to have this done, they had the permission of the paralyzed man.
那也征求过其他这个抬摊子的人，他们共同的同意。
I'm quite sure that the four men that also was carrying this paralyzed man had a same decision for doing this.
换句话说，这五个人同心呢。
And in other words, we can say that these five men they work together with the same mindset.
才能够达到最后把摊子送到耶稣的面前。
Only then that they were able to accomplish their final decision of lowering this man down from the roof before Jesus Christ.
主耶稣对他们这种锲而不舍的精神，主耶稣的回应是信心。
And for what Jesus Christ has saw what these men were so eager to do and strive to the end to accomplish what they wanted to set out to do in the beginning, Jesus felt this great, that they had great faith.
所以主耶稣说见他们有信心了。
And in verse 20 it says, when Jesus saw their faith.
信心怎么样让人看见？
How can we let others see our faith?
信心怎么样彰显？
How can we manifest this faith of ours?
如果没有行动的配合证明，
If we do not have these deeds to work with this faith of ours,
是没有办法让人知道的。
Then no one will ever know.
所以雅各书那边告诉我们，
So in the book of James, it tells us,
信心如果没有行为就是死的，如同人没有灵魂一样。
Faith without deeds is dead. It's just like a man that does not have a spirit.
所以这个摊子要怎么来到耶稣的面前？
So how is this paralyzed man able to come before Jesus?
借着人家抬他来。
Through four men carrying him.
他跟抬他的人都必须拿出信心。
And not only the man carrying him needs to have faith, he also needs to have faith.
并且把这个信心化成实际的行动。
And to put this faith into action.
来到了耶稣的面前。
And only then they're able to come before Jesus.
那接下来才让主耶稣能够行神迹。
And only then Jesus is able to perform miracles upon this man.
所以这四个人把摊子抬到耶稣的面前，构成耶稣能够行神迹的一个起点。
So these four men carrying the paralyzed man before Jesus is the beginning point of how Jesus is able to actually perform this miracle.
因着信心配上行动，成为神彰显他能力的一个基础。
And with this faith that they have, with also action, then it's able to combine and equal to the Jesus miracle to be manifested.
这也是我们人要尽的本分。
This also is the basic duty of men.
很多时候我们经常会这么勉励人。
Oftentimes we will encourage one another like so.
你要有信心。
You must have faith.
我帮你们祷告。
I'll pray for you.
就这样。
And that's it.
没有再进一步的指导协助等等。
And you don't have any kind of assistance to help anyone.
如果有成就说啊，那是因为我帮你祷告。
And if that person actually does accomplish anything, then you will say that is because I pray for you.
哦，那如果没有任何的啊，这个啊，没有任何的果效的话，就是啊，是因为你没有信心。
And if that person does not accomplish anything and does not reap anything, then you'll tell the person that it's because you do not have faith.
哦，却从来没有想一想，我们是不是有像这四个抬摊子的人，他的哦这个行动来配合我们的信心、哦、
And never once did you ask yourself and to see, are you like the four men that carry this paralyzed man, this kind of faith and action that they have?
哦，所以唯有当人尽了人事，哦，尽了人的本分，我们才有资格说我们听天命，我们看神的作为。
Only when men have accomplished the basic duty and what men are able to do, then we are able to say that we have done our basic deed.
哦，这个是从哦，这个啊，摊子跟抬摊子的人啊、哦，我们可以看到，可以得到的教训哦。
So this is the teaching that we can learn from the man carrying the paralyzed man and also the paralytic.
哦。再来，我们来看看哦，这个法利赛人哦，跟这个教法师。
Then let's look at the Pharisees and the teachers of law.
哦，啊，在这个路加福音这里说哈、哦，啊，他们是从加利利各乡村，还有犹太并耶路撒冷来的。
And in Gospel of Luke chapter 5 verse 17, it says, These Pharisees and teachers of law who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem.
哦，虽然呢、啊，加百农啊，也在这个哈、哦。加利利的哦，这个耶路撒冷哦，这个附近哦。
And even though Capernaum was close to Galilee and also Jerusalem.
哦，所以这些法利赛人跟教法师啊，啊，虽不是千里而来哦，但是啊，也是要发挥一番功夫啊。
And even though these Pharisees and teachers of law did not come from a very far place, but they still needed to get to where Jesus was.
哦，来到耶稣的身旁。
And to come and to be where Jesus was.
哦，那这里说啊，是坐在哦耶稣的旁边呢。
And here in this verse 17, it tells us they were sitting beside Jesus.
哦，可能或许是因为他们的这个哈、哦，在当时的啊、哦、身份跟地位的关系啊。
And perhaps it was because of their status at that time.
哦，他们能够跟耶稣平起平坐、啊。
That they were able to sit beside Jesus.
哦，这是何等的荣耀哦！
And indeed, what such glory it is to be able to sit beside Jesus.
不但在空间上哦，是在主的旁边而已哦。
And not only physically they were in the same environment, but they were physically right beside Jesus.
哦，不是远在天边呢、啊，是近在眼前的哦。
They did not see Jesus from afar, but Jesus was right next to them.
哦，何等的荣幸哦！
Indeed, what such glory it is and privilege.
何等的幸运！
And how lucky they are.
而且跟耶稣能够平起平坐。
And especially to be able to sit and to stand with Jesus.
哎，在耶稣的旁边哦。
And to be right beside him.
好，但是他们做什么事情啊？
So, what did they actually do?
哦，他们有没有因着耶稣所行的神迹、所讲的真理而感动，而认识耶稣？
For what they had seen, what Jesus had spoke of in his teaching, also the miracle Jesus had performed, were they moved by all this?
如果有的话，
and if they were,
哦，一定会像哦这个尼哥底母一样。
Then they would just be like Nicodemus.
就会来找耶稣了。
That they would come to approach Jesus.
哦，会认定耶稣啊，就是从神那边来当师父的人。
And to be so sure that the Lord Jesus Christ is sent from above.
哦，但是可惜的，大部分的这些法利赛人跟哦这个律法师啊。
But what is such a pity is most of the Pharisees and the teachers of law.
哦，他们虽然拥有哦，能够在耶稣的旁边。哦，这样的机会，以及跟耶稣能够平起平坐的这样的权利。
And even though they were able to have this privilege to sit right next to Jesus and also to stand and always be beside him.
但是他们却没有办法认识耶稣。
But they were not able to come to actually know Jesus.
没有办法因着认识耶稣而得到更大的恩典。
that they were not able to come to know Jesus to receive a greater blessing,
得到更大的帮助,
and to receive a greater help from the Lord.
相反的,哦,他们确实都在议论了。
However, what they were actually doing is also, is often talking amongst themselves.
好像在这里哦,
like I mentioned here.
啊,当主耶稣看到这个摊子跟抬摊子人他们的信心。
And when Jesus has saw the faith of the man carrying the paralyzed man as well as the paralyzed man.
哦,主耶稣告诉,哦,这个摊子说,小子,你的罪赦了。
Jesus spoke and said to them, Friend, your sins are forgiven.
哦,多么有能力,多么充满着恩典跟安慰的一句话。
Indeed, what Jesus has said here is such, brings such comfort and also the strength.
哦,但是听在这些文士法利赛人的耳中可不是那么一回事咯。
However, when the Pharisees and the teachers of law heard of this, they do not think the same.
哦,他们的心里就议论了。
So they began to think amongst themselves.
这个说千万话的家伙是谁啊?
Who is this fellow who speaks such blasphemy?
除了神以外,谁能够赦人的罪呢?
Who can forgive sins but God alone?
他们的议论对不对?
And what they were thinking, was this right?
没有错。
And of course, what they were thinking is correct.
如果这句话是别人讲而不是耶稣讲,哦,那他们是对的,法利赛人跟文士他议论是绝对对的。
And if this that was spoken not out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ and spoken by anyone else, what they were thinking amongst themselves is true.
哦,除了神才能赦人的罪,人不能赦人的罪。
Because only God can, forgive men's sin, man cannot.
哦,我们讲这个罪,哦,啊,是,啊,能够在审判台前蒙赦罪进天国的哦。
This kind of sin, and forgiveness is the kind that you're able to stand firm on the day of judgment and go into the heavenly kingdom.
哦,而不是啊,人跟人之间那种哦,摩擦,哦,彼此之间的原谅哦。
And it's not the kind of forgiveness of sin between, two men when they have quarrel or problems with one another.
哦,所以文士跟法利赛人,哦,他们讲的没有错。
So indeed, what the Pharisees and teachers of law said here, that thought to themselves were indeed true.
哦,因为他们对圣经,对真理,哦,他们明白,哦,他们知道。
Because they were very, understanding of all the teachings of the Bible.
但错的是对象。
However, what they were wrong about is the person that they said, that this could not be done.
错的是态度。
And what they were wrong is their attitude towards Jesus.
他们拿着神的真理。
What they had take within their hands is the truth of the Lord.
哦,没有,哦,不但没有,帮助人,哦,反而,是一种伤害人。
And with this truth that they have, not only they did not help anyone, but also it harmed others.
哦,真理的钥匙在他们的手上。
The truth, this key to the truth is within their hands.
哦,却没有打开天国的恩门,让人引人进去啊,反而把天国的门给挡了起来。
And with this key that they hold in their hand, they did not open the door of salvation, of kingdom of heaven for others to enter, but they had locked it firmly.
哦,谁是文士跟法利赛人?
So who are these teachers of law and Pharisee?
哦,今天我们想一想。
Today, we need to ask ourselves this question.
或许啊,哦,我们在不经意之下,我们也都曾经做过文士跟法利赛人。
And perhaps without us actually knowing, we once became teachers of law and Pharisees ourselves.
哦,我们借着,哦,这个神的话语,却拿来做彼此的伤害。
And with the teaching and the truth of the Lord, we use this to harm and hurt one another.
我们拿着神给教会,教会给我们的权柄,哦,却没有办法彼此服侍,哦,而变反倒是,哦,变成,哦,造成纷争。
And with this authority and, this thing that, with this authority that we have within the church, not only do we not help, stop quarreling of one another, between one another, but we did not help this, but we made it worse.
哦,所以我们真的认识神吗?
So we can ask ourselves, do we actually know God?
或许我们对神的认识,哦,就跟当时的文士法利赛人对耶稣的议论一样。
perhaps the knowledge that we have of Jesus is just like what the Pharisees and teachers of law back then had of Jesus.
好，那我们最后来看看耶稣呢。
Then let's lastly look at Jesus.
哦，主耶稣在行这个神迹的过程里头。
And within this process of Jesus performing this miracle.
哦，那我们看到第一个耶稣所讲的是，好，所执行的是先赦罪。
So we can see the first thing Jesus says is to forgive the sins of men.
然后再行医治。
Then he performs miracles of healing.
好，在次序上来看，是赦罪先于医治的。
So in this order, we can see he first forgives sins and then heals.
在项目上来看，是两件都做的。
So we can see that Jesus does two things here.
哦，不是只赦罪。哦，不医治，也不是没有赦罪，只有医治。
And Jesus does not only choose to do one, either just to forgive sins or just to heal.
啊，而是赦罪跟医治都做。
But it's actually to do both, to heal and also to forgive sin.
哦，这个可以让我们来思考哦。
So with this, we can think about this.
啊，今天呢，我们都需要哦，我们也都对神有所需求跟祈求哦。
And just like us today, we have many things that we want to ask of the Lord.
那个先后的次序我们有没有弄明白了？
Then do we actually know what is the order that we should go out to doing this?
哦，我们是只求精神、肉体、物质方面的好处。
Do we only ask for things of this world, these material things, of this lifetime?
哦，或者是我们把这个精神物质哦，方便的好处过于对将来那个永生的盼望。
Or do we want these things, these material things that can only last in this lifetime, and we think it's more important than the things that will last us eternity?
哦，甚至于取代了那个永生的盼望。
Or even what we want from this lifetime surpasses what we want for that eternal life, this hope.
哦，那这就不是耶稣给恩典的次序了。
Then this is not the way and the order of how Jesus gives his grace.
哦，很多时候啊，也真的如同主耶稣所行的这个神迹的次序一样。
Oftentimes it's just like oftentimes it's like how Jesus puts into this order of how he performs his miracle.
哦，唯有真的认识耶稣，接纳耶稣，我们才能够哦，从耶稣那边连带得到今生的哦，这个供给跟好处。
And only when we understand Jesus and come and to accept him, then we're able to actually receive the goodness that he will bless us with of this lifetime.
哦，主耶稣对于这个义人的应许。
And for the promise that the Lord Jesus Christ has for the righteous man.
抱歉哦。往往是在罪人哦蒙恩蒙赦罪之后成为义人啊，这个恩典才跟随而来。
Often it only happens, this blessing will only follow this righteous man after they had changed and this rebirth that they had gone through.
哦，所以我们也唯有啊，先求他的国、他的义，生命得到更新，罪得到哦解决。我们才能够从神那边源源不绝地得到日常的供应跟恩典。
Only when we first seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and we have received the forgiveness of sin from the Lord, then we're able to receive this abundant grace and blessing from him.
哦，因为神不听罪人的祷告。
Because the Lord will not listen to the prayers of the sinners.
哦，他爱罪人的原因是要罪人悔改。
The reason why he loves sinners is so that the sinners may repent.
绝非是哦，让那个罪人呢，仍然处在罪恶当中。
It is not so that the sinners may continue to dwell within their sins.
哦，所以我们要看清楚哦。
So we need to see this very clearly.
哦，赦罪先于医治。
That you, Jesus first forgives and then heals.
哦，神要给我们的是全人的医治。
Because what God wants to give all of us is this complete completeness of healing us.
哦，不单是今生，更是那个永世。
And not only in this lifetime, but in our everlasting life.
哦，那第二个哦，耶稣在赦罪跟这个医治上，哦，他都做。
And secondly, Jesus does both, also the forgiveness of sin as well as healing.
哦，所以耶稣啊，问这些议论他的这个文士、法利赛人。
So then Jesus asks these Pharisees and teachers of law this.
或说你的罪赦了，或说你起来行走，哪一样容易？
And he asks them, which of them your sins are forgiven, or to get up and walk, which one is easier?
耶稣既然两样都行。
And if Jesus performs both of these things.
所以他有资格啊，来访问这些议论他的人。
That's why he has the ability and the power to actually ask these people that think amongst themselves badly of Jesus.
赦罪跟医病哪一个容易？
Which one is easier, forgiveness of sin or to heal the illness?
赦罪跟行神迹哪一个容易呢？
And which one is easier, to have the ability to have forgiveness of sin or the ability to perform miracles?
对这一些啊，法利议论耶稣的法利赛人跟文士来说，
and these two things to the Pharisees and the teachers of law,
他们能赦罪吗？
Are they able to have the forgiveness of sin?
他们能医病吗？
Are they able to heal the sick?
他们是两样都不能的。
What they're not able to do any of these.
但是他们会的是什么？
But what is it that they're able to do then?
议论那个两样都可以行的耶稣。
Is to talk bad about Jesus Christ that can actually do both of these things.
议论那两样都愿意行的耶稣啊。
And to talk about Jesus that is able and is willing to do both of these things.
在他们的心里哪样容易啊？
And within their hearts, what do you think is easier to them?
或许啊，在我们弟兄姐妹的心中啊，我们或许也会想说，那可能是医病哦，或者是赦罪哈，其中一项比较容易哈。
And perhaps in our hearts, we might think one is easier than the other. Either it's easier to have the forgiveness of sin, or it's easier to heal the sick.
那个赦罪是看不到的哈。
Because we cannot see with our physical eyes the forgiveness of sin.
但是医病却是可以看得到的。
But however, healing the sick could be seen with our eyes.
看不见的容易还是看得见的容易？
Do you think the one that could be seen with the eye is easier or the one that cannot be seen?
看不见的啊，这个，因为大家都看不见嘛，所以应该比较容易嘛。
And one might say the one that cannot be seen with the physical eye must be easier because no one can actually eyewitness it.
只是个 lip service 啊，动动嘴巴而已嘛。
It's only considered just like lip service. All you have to do is speak with your mouth.
你的罪赦了。
All you have to say is your sins are forgiven.
大家都可以讲啊。
And anyone can speak of this.
到底有没有赦谁晓得？管他的。
Can we actually know that it's actual fact that his or her sins are forgiven, and we won't know of this, and nobody really cares.
但是要让人得医治，要行出神迹来，这个很困难耶。
But for a person's illness to be healed, and this needs to be done so that others can see, this must be hard.
所以或许他们认为啊，当然哈，是这个赦罪比较容易吧。
So they might think that it's easier to have the forgiveness of sin.
但是在主耶稣来看，
However, in the eyes of the Lord Jesus Christ,
他是造物的主。
He is the creator of the universe.
行神迹对他来讲是轻而易举的事情。
To perform the miracle is something that's considered very easy to him.
他是可以从无当中造出有来的真神。
He is the true God that can create something out of absolutely nothing.
他是全能的。
And he is the Almighty God.
所以行神迹对耶稣来说是不会吹灰之力的。
So to have these acts of miracle to the Lord Jesus Christ does not need to, it's so easy for the Lord that he doesn't even need to think about this.
但是要赦人的罪哦。
But however, to have the remission of sin,
对耶稣来说，
this to Jesus,
他却必须要道成了肉身而来。
that he must actually come into this world in flesh.
离开天上的宝座。
And to leave this heavenly throne in heaven.
卸下尊贵的身份。
And to leave behind his status.
成为人，成为罪人。
That he must come into this world to become a man and a man with sin.
哦，在世上三年的传道的辛劳不要说啊。
And not to mention about the 3 years when he was actually preaching in this world and the hardship that he had faced.
哦，在十字架上的苦行。
But also the hardship that he endured when he was crucified on the cross.
哦，要付上他的生命。
That he must in the end to give up his own life.
其实不只是耶稣的生命，不只是神的生命，神的一切所有，包含他的荣耀，包含他的尊贵，都付出来了。
And not only did he give up his own life, but also everything that came with it, his glory and his status.
才有救恩，才能赦人的罪。
Only then that he is able to have this remission of sin, this ability to have the remission of sin and salvation for all mankind.
在客西马尼园的祷告。
And in the prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
耶稣为了什么事情而这个汗如同大雪滴一样在神的面前不断的祷告祈求。
What was it for that the Lord Jesus Christ shed tears and sweat when he prayed before the Lord?
哪件事情让耶稣这么的挣扎？
What was it that made Jesus Christ have so much toil and conflict within himself?
让这个 Almighty God, 让这个全能的神如此的挣扎。
That to let this Almighty God to have such conflict and turmoil within.
赦罪容易吗？
Is it easy to have the remission of sin?
不，它是更难于行神迹的。
No, it's actually much more difficult than to actually just perform a miracle.
所以可见，这些文士法利赛人对，耶稣的能以及自己的不能啊，他没有办法接受。
So of course, these Pharisees and the teachers of law, they're not able to accept Jesus' ability and also their incapability.
很多时候我们也会有这样的一个软弱跟盲点。
And oftentimes we ourselves have this kind of blind spot and weakness.
当我们看到有弟兄姐妹愿意为着圣公，为着神而付出他们能做的事情。
And when we see other brothers and sisters that are willing to give up many things in order for the sake of the holy work and the gospel.
而且又有果效的时候。
And we see that what they have sacrificed and what they had done does bear fruit and have a good outcome.
那些的付出跟果效是我们不愿意也不愿意看见的。
And all those efforts of putting in and in the end, reaping much fruits is something that we're not able to do and we don't want to actually see.
所以我们会因着我们的不能跟不愿意而去打压、否定愿意的、愿意付出、愿意做而且有果效的、这些弟兄姐妹跟他们、的奉献。
And because of our unwillingness and also our incapabilities, we don't want to see other brothers and sisters being capable and willing to do such things. So we will want to say not such good things about them.
那我们实在是错看了，赦罪跟医治，哪一样容易？的这个课题咯。
So indeed, we are not able to fully understand which one is easier to heal the sick or to have the remission of sin.
耶稣在这里用着他的能力，也就是用着他医病的神迹来证明赦罪的权柄。
So here Jesus uses his miracle to manifest his power and his authority to have remission of sin.
马可福音16章，希伯来书的第二章。
And in Mark chapter 16 and Hebrews chapter 2.
那边都告诉我们神迹的功用。
It tells us of how the acts of miracle is used for.
来印证所传的道。
Is that it proves about the truthfulness of the gospel that is being preached.
来证明神的本身。
And to preach that it is God himself.
不是取代，是证明。
It is not used to substitute anything else, but is only used as a way to testify and to prove that, as a proof.
让蒙恩的人 能够对主有进一步的认识。
So that the ones that believe in the Lord may have a further understanding, a deeper understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ.
开始他们信仰以及真理追求的一个路程。
So it helps them walk on this path of spiritual pursuit.
但是当我们在谈这个神迹的时候，
And when we talk about these miracles today,
往往我们也会像当时那些群众一样。
Oftentimes, we'll just be like the congregation that followed Jesus.
把这个神迹只是定义在那种惊奇的事件里头啊。
That we only categorize miracles as signs and wonders that are very amazing to see.
那对于那种内在看不见的生命的更新、心灵的变化，我们却忽略了。
That we neglect what is even more important is that it is a renewal of our faith and what can edify us.
马太福音十二章那里记载着法利赛人来求耶稣行神迹。
And in Matthew chapter 12, it records a Pharisee coming before Jesus and asking him to perform miracles.
耶稣拒绝了。
And Jesus said no to this.
耶稣说没有任何这个神迹给这个邪恶的世代观看。
And Jesus replied them and said, "There is no signs and miracles for the wicked people of this generation to see."
唯有一个，就是约拿的神迹。
And there is only one, which is the miracle of Jonah.
这个耶稣口中所说的唯一给这个邪恶世代观看的神迹啊。
And Jesus spoke with his own mouth, saying, "This is the only miracle that could be witnessed by this generation of wickedness."
除了预表，耶稣也要像约拿一样，在鱼肚子里头，这个三天三夜，耶稣在钉在十字架上，他三日后要复活。
This not only prefigures about the Lord Jesus Christ would just be like Jonah being swallowed in the big stomach of the big fish for 3 days and 3 nights, that Jesus will be crucified and resurrect after 3 days.
也指着这个神迹本身呢是一个悔改的神迹。
And it also shows that this miracle talks about repenting.
传福音的约拿先悔改。
It is because Jonah first repented.
从背逆神到归向神。
From wanting to walk away from the Lord to become drawing himself near to the Lord.
以及他所传的警告也是要尼尼微城的人离弃罪恶归向神。
And also the gospel that he was supposed to preach to the city of Nineveh was to warn the people to not draw themselves away from the Lord, but to come back.
那果然啊，这个警告带来的果效，让全国上下，上至皇帝，下到贩夫走卒啊，通通披麻蒙灰悔改。
And with this warning that Jonah in the end did tell the city of Nineveh, even from the lowest of the people, that the commoners to even the kings all came back and from their ways.
这不是神迹吗？
Is this not a miracle?
这就是神迹啊。
This indeed was a miracle.
所以我们不要单单只是被局限于那个外在那种奇事、惊奇跟震撼里头。
So we should not only be amazed by what we see physically, these amazements of miracles and signs.
那更大的成就和更大的神迹是在我们内在生命、心灵的改变跟更新。
What is the greatest miracle of all is the revival of our faith that is within us.
耶稣借着神迹来证明他赦罪的权柄。
That Jesus, with this miracle, he was able to manifest his power for remission of sin.
所以耶稣不是都没有做任何的事情。
So it is not to say that Jesus actually did not do anything.
他是有所作为，来印证赦罪的权柄。
That he actually did this purposely so that he can show his almightiness for his power of remission of sin.
这个瘫子得医治。
And now the paralytic has been healed.
不但瘫子本人，在场所有的人都归荣耀给神。
And not only this man was healed, but everyone that was there gave glory to the Lord.
在惊奇跟惧怕当中,
and within them being amazed and feeling this is such a remarkable thing, and also with fear.
马太福音, 关于这个神迹的最后一节,
and in the book of Matthew, when it talked about this miracle in the last verse,
哦, 在马太九章,
in Matthew chapter 9,
第九, 啊, 第八节,
verse
8, 哦, 啊, 最后说啊, 因为他将这样的权柄赐给人。
In the end, it says they were filled with awe and they praised God who had given such authority to men.
神把这样的权柄赐给人。
That God had given such authority to a man.
对当时的这些群众来讲,
to the multitudes that were there at that time.
哦, 他们认为神把权柄赐给耶稣。
They thought that it was God that had given authority and power to Jesus.
因为他们对耶稣的认识还很粗浅。
Because they did not know much about Jesus at that time.
今天我们对耶稣都有相当的认识。
And today we have a deep understanding of Jesus.
哦, 因为我们自认为, 啊, 我们是 得救全备的教会,
because we truly believe that we are the one true church that can be saved.
哦, 那我们对这一句话, 哦, 神把这样的权柄给了人,
and when we hear this, that God had given such authority to men,
我们的认识到哪里?
Then where is our level of understanding now?
赦罪的权柄,
this power of remission of sin.
神有没有给我们赦罪的权柄?
Has God given us this power of remission of sin?
哦, 在, 我们来看马太福音,
let's turn to the book of Matthew.
18章,
Matthew chapter 18.
18章18节,
Matthew chapter 18, verse 18.
18节,我实在告诉你们,凡你们在地上所捆绑的,在天上也要捆绑,凡你们在地上所释放,在天上也要释放。Verse
18, I tell the truth, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be lost in heaven.
哦, 这个权柄不单只是给彼得,也要给所有的人。
And with this authority is not only given to Peter, but also to everyone.
哦, 借着自由的福音啊, 借着使人得真自由的福音,
and with this truth that can let man receive true freedom.
借着传扬这个使人得救的福音,
and with this gospel that you preach about that can save men.
我们得着神赦人罪的权柄,
that we then receive this authority and power to have remission of sin.
所以我们也拥有赦罪的权柄耶。
So of course, we also have this ability to have the remission of sin.
我们有没有在使用?
Are we using this power of ours?
我们有没有在传扬这个赦罪的福音呢?
Are we preaching the gospel that can save others to have the remission and to have the remission of sin?
哎, 在行神迹上, 哦,
and in this acts of miracle,
我们来看约翰福音的14章。
Let's turn to Gospel of John, chapter 14.
14章12节。
John chapter 14, verse 12.
十二节，我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
Verse 12, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father.
哎, 耶稣应许把他的能力赐给我们，赐给凡是相信他的我们。
And Jesus has promised to give us this power to anyone who believes.
哦, 啊, 他给我们这样的权柄，而且更大的权柄。
And he has given us this authority at even greater power.
来帮助, 哦, 来彼此帮助, 哦,
so that we may help one another.
那我们有没有使用, 我们有没有得着?
Have we actually put this into action? Have we received this power already?
哦, 我们有没有借着万, 哦, 这万事互相效力的这个原则之下, 哦, 我们行使出耶稣所应许给我们要做更大的事的能力。
have we put this ability into action and to believing that all things work for the greater good?
耶稣用他的神迹来证明他赦罪的权柄。
Jesus used these miracles to manifest his ability to have the remission of sin.
今天我们有没有借着彼此相爱跟服侍来证明我们以及我们的教会有赦罪的权柄？
Have we used these acts of servitude, of loving one another to manifest that our church has the ability to have the remission of sins?
这都值得我们去思考。
So all this we can think about.
所以主耶稣医治这个瘫子。
So Jesus heals this crippled man.
给我们以上的这些教训。
And it teaches, gives us all these teachings.
希望我们能够借着对他话语的领受跟学习。
I hope that we will receive what he has taught us from these teachings.
重新来调整我们对神能力的认识。
That once again, we will think about our knowledge of this ability that God has given us.
对神的敬拜的本质。
And also, our servitude and our worship towards the Lord.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us all.
来唱诗126首。
Let's all sing hymns 126.